The following is a KVON Sports presentation. It's college basketball coming to you tonight from Napa, California, as the Napa Valley College Storm hosts the Merritt College Thunderbirds. It is local college basketball. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. Tonight on KVON, it's the home opener for the Napa Valley College Storm, as the Storm will be hosting the T-Birds from Merritt College in Oakland. I'm Ira C. Smith, joined tonight by Kirk Kirkpatrick. And, Kirk, nice to have you along beside us. You can tell us a bit about your connection with Napa as we progress through the evening, but nice to have you sitting beside us.
Well, it's good to be sitting next to the legend, Ira, so thanks for having me.
And it's going to be an interesting ball game, as we not only have the first home game for the Storm, but it also is the opening of league play in the BVC.
Not often that you have your opening league game as your first home game after playing 11 games and having that under your belt. That's unusual.
The two teams appear to be fairly close as far as stature is concerned. Merritt College brings a 3-6 record into tonight's game, and the Napa Valley College team is 4-7 as they interplay tonight. Steve Ball is in his 13th year as the head coach for the Napa Valley College Storm. He brings with him seven sophomores and six juniors, and going against a Thunderbird team that is equal in height. And it's going to be an interesting matchup as far as these two teams. So sit back, relax, and join us. Nice to have you aboard. And our Napa Valley Sports Boosters present tonight's basketball game.
Yeah, Merritt's coming in here off a loss. They last played a week and a half ago. Lost to Monterey Peninsula, 75-67. Napa, of course, has won two out of the last three. Had a nice win over Kenyatta in their last game, and are coming in here full of confidence.
Well, we'll be taking a closer look at the two teams and hear from Steve Ball. As we mentioned, this is his 13th year. Carson Caratini is his assistant coach this year, and they will be putting together a unit that they think can contend quite nicely in the BVC this season. So we'll be back in just a moment as we hear from Steve Ball and his comments as we continue on our countdown to tip-off. Welcome back into Napa Valley College Gymnasium as we had a chance to talk with Steve Ball. This is his 13th year as head coach for the Storm.
Well, Steve, you've had a very competitive non-league schedule. So what's it look like coming into league play?
Well, after our last tournament at the Santa Rosa tournament, I feel like we kind of turned the corner a little bit there. We defeated a subpar Redwoods team, and then thought we played really well against Santa Rosa JC, the host school. They hit 19 threes to beat us. Anytime someone hits 19 threes, you're probably not going to win many games. I believe the NBA record was 25. So 19 in only 40 minutes is pretty impressive. I thought we played really well that game. Thought we showed a lot of adversity the next night against Kenyatta, where we had a 15-point lead. Ended up turning the ball over a little too much, and they ended up taking a 5-point lead, but we didn't give up. We battled back. Tommy Salzman hit a big three, and Fico Adopo came away with two big buckets late to give us the win.
What does your overall roster look like? Looks like you've got the numbers this year.
Yeah, big, I would say. In a word, big. We have size and depth. Right now we're down a couple guys, but we still have 11. We try to rotate as many as 10 guys through per half. We get everybody in there and the first couple 5 to 8 minutes, and then kind of go game to game depending on who's feeling it and what the matchups look like and what kind of defense the other team's running.
You like to schedule the tough opponents before league.
Yeah, we have a saying actually this year kind of came up. I tell the story about Goodwill Hunting, where he says, you know, his dad came home and he said, you can take the belt, this or the wrench, and then we take the wrench. You know, we want it hard because we know that that's gonna make it a little bit harder for us along the way. And if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So we feel like that adversity that we've seen early on by facing all these really good teams is going to come into play in BVC play.
It's like a new roster, too, as not many of the freshmen from last year are back.
Yeah, well, if you fell asleep last year and didn't come out and see us, you actually look like it's the same roster from 2 years ago, because these guys, the majority of them played 2 years ago, sat out last year, redshirted against us, went against our team every day in practice last year, and then they're now back here for their sophomore seasons. And, you know, we do have a handful of new freshmen as well. We've got Sasha and Savon. Sasha French is doing great for us. There's going to be a couple he's got a handful of Division I schools looking at him right now, so he's not going to have to pay for his college.
And those were the comments of Steve Ball. And Kirk, as you could probably tell, he's optimistic about this coming season.
Yeah, he said he liked his chances tonight. He wasn't guaranteeing anything, but these two clubs split the games last year. Merritt won in overtime here at Napa. Napa lost down there by by 4 points. So they split that matchup, and they looked pretty evenly matched up by record coming into this game. But as Steve said, he likes to play a lot of guys. His leading scorer, Sasha French, is only averaging 11.5 a game. And when you're scoring in the 80s and 90s, you know that means he's playing a lot of guys off the bench.
And we'll be back with that starting lineup for the Storm when we continue on our countdown to tip-off. Back here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium, along with Kirk Kirkpatrick, I'm Ira C. Smith, as we take a look at the probable starters tonight, as selected by Steve Ball in his 13th year as the head basketball coach at the college. Starting at one guard position will be a 6 foot sophomore, and he goes by Fico Adolfo. He is from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Another is a 6'2 sophomore, Akeem Deer. He is coming in from Brooklyn, New York, one of two players on the roster from Brooklyn, New York. Starting at center will be a 6'11 freshman from Justin, Siena in Napa, Sasha French. French at center. And the forwards, a 6'7 sophomore from Calistoga, Joe Fonts, and a 6'4 sophomore from Napa High School, Tom Salzman. Salzman and Fonts at forwards, French at center, and Adolfo and Deer at the guards for the Storm. So some pretty good size in that starting lineup.
Yeah, they should have a little advantage on the front line. Interesting, all the starters on Napa average between 6.5 to 11.5. So you know they move the ball around and share it well. On the other hand, Merritt have two scorers that are well out in front of the others. Isaiah Davis, a freshman shooting guard, averages 14.3 a game. And Deion Stewart is a freshman forward. The Storm are going to have to keep an eye on tonight. He averages 12.1 per game.
Well, the Storm as a team is averaging 71 points per game, while Merritt College is averaging 68 points per contest. So differential of only 3 points there, making this look like from the outset here could be a close contest.
Yeah, I look for a lot of up-and-down action. I don't think these are two teams that are going to hang onto the ball too long in a set offense. I expect both teams to put up threes, hit the boards hard. I think we're going to have a good contest tonight, Ira.
This is the opening game of the home season for Napa Valley College. And the fans are still coming in, so if you have a chance, you can come on over and join us for tonight's basketball game. Napa Valley College with 4 wins, Merritt College with 3 wins, and we're just set with BVC competition. Looking over that roster, we mentioned that Napa has some players out of Brooklyn, New York, out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, Mitchell, Colorado, Tulsa, Arizona, Murrieta, California. Where is Murrieta, California? Do you have any idea?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
When I saw that, I thought, is that Georgia or no? But it's California.
Yeah.
And then, of all places, Napa, Calistoga even represented there.
Well, that's kind of exciting. People like to see the home boys play.
Absolutely. That is fun to see these guys play in high school and come on to continue their academics as well as their athletic at the local college. And Dr. Ronald Kraft, the president of Napa Valley College, is doing a great job here as far as making this the top college in the state as far as junior colleges are concerned.
That's correct, and that's something to be proud of. And speaking of basketball, I think this is going to be a high-quality game. These are good players. Many of them are going to go on to four-year colleges from both sides of the ball, and it's going to be a high caliber. It's a little different than the normal atmosphere. Of course, school is out of session for the winter break, so we don't see the cheerleaders and students and school band that we might see, but still, I think it's going to be a fun one.
We might mention that Kirkpatrick comes to us after having a lot of experience along the way, having played basketball at Napa High School, and he is the son of Dale Kirkpatrick. A lot of locals will remember Dale, who started
Napa Valley Bank.
Yeah, and that goes back quite a ways, and was very active on the local sports scene, played a lot of tennis.
Right, well, when I played, we didn't quite have peach baskets, Ira, but it was a while back. Kirk Jotter was our coach. Bill Buckner played on my team. This was in 1968. And we didn't win a whole lot back in those days, but we had a good time. And it's a different brand of basketball than you see today.
Well, we've noticed something different right here at the outset, as for the first time in the many years I've been broadcasting Napa Valley College basketball, the local team has been down to our left, down at the north end of the gym. This year, they're right beside our broadcast vantage point here on the south end of the gymnasium. So that is different from the past. And Steve Ball has his players around him getting the last-minute instructions clarified there. There will be three basketball officials assigned by the BVC, and we'll be getting set for our opening tip-off here in just a moment. And first of all, we're going to take time out. They're going to be playing the national anthem. We'll be back in a moment. Well, the starters are being introduced from the Timber T-Ball. The T-Bird squad, we should say. We're trying to pick them up as they are introduced. Obie Richards, a 6-foot sophomore from Concord's Northgate High School, getting a start. Spikes, a 6'6 freshman out of Berkeley. Lamont Banks, a 6'5 sophomore from St. Joseph Notre Dame in Alameda. Pretty good basketball school. Deion Stewart, a 6'6 freshman from Elk Grove. A 6'4 sophomore, John Chancy, out of Nevada Union High School. Those are the starters for the Thunderbirds, the T-Birds from Oakland. Napa Valley College in their gold uniforms with the green numerals, or as we might say, the yellow gold numerals with the sea green numerals.
That's right.
So we're just about ready to get the tip underway. Merritt College with a deep blue and gold trim on their numerals coming out onto the court, along with Kirkpatrick. I'm Ira C. Smith. Charles Kennedy is our engineer. And here we go, the opener of the home season for Napa Valley College. It'll be Shasta French moving in at 6'11 as Napa's going the basket to our left. And it will be Merritt College going the basket to our right. The officials get set, indicating that they're ready. Players indicate they're ready. The coaches likewise. So here we go. The tip. French controls the tip, and it goes behind his back over there to Deer. Deer works it toward the right-hand corner as they're working it against a man-to-man defense. Comes out towards the top of the key now, working over the left side, over as the whistle blows, and there is a foul right away. It's going to go against Lamont Banks for Merritt College. So that's the first foul of the game, and Napa will have Fico Adolfo to inbound the ball. Underneath the French, puts it up, it rims, it goes in! So Sasha French gets the basketball game underway with the basket, and Napa in the lead using a modified three-quarter court press. Here is Richard into the forecourt now, working it over the left side. It goes to Chancey. Jesse back out the top of the key, working the weave, going from left to the right side. Goes towards the right corner there to Banks. Banks can't get a shot. Passes it. The ball is stolen away by Napa. Bringing it in the forecourt is Deer. Pulls back out now. Quarter court over on the right-hand side. His pass goes to Adolfo. Now underneath the shot, and a foul is called. It was Tom Salzman that was driving for the basket. He's going to be called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, he pushed off a little bit on that drive, Ira.
Napa using full court pressure now on Merritt College. Merritt has no trouble breaking the press. Richard brings it forecourt, the top of the key. It goes now to Chancey. Back over to Richard. Spreading it around. Richard drives on Salzman, puts a jumper up and hits. Check it. That was Chancey gets the basket. And that ties it up at two. Napa Salzman well out left side against the zone defense now as the Oakland team has gone to a zone, shooting over the zone and missing from good range was Joe Fons out of Calistoga. Rebounded by Merritt College. Quickly in the forecourt, underneath, up and in! Good play by Lamont Banks. Gets his first 2 points. And that's the first lead of the ball game for Merritt College. Merritt nearly steals the ball, but it is Deer getting it. Over to Salzman, open for a three. Kaboom! Salzman buries a three-pointer. And they're going to give it, they're checking it. It has, there it goes up on the scoreboard now.
Right.
Indicating that it was a three-point basket. So Napa again will use the full-court pressure as they get the inbounds pass to Stewart. Over into the forecourt comes Richard with the ball. Right side now, working it down to Bank. Stolen away. Coming down is Adolfo. Pulls up, 15-foot jumper. Kaboom, got it. Adolfo gets it. Steve Ball saying something to the referee as the referee came back there as Merritt College has the ball deflected. But they get Richard in the lane. 16-footer rims, no good. Rebound, Fons gets it for Napa Valley College. Out on the right wing to Adolfo. Across the timeline. Goes toward the right-hand corner, working it back out and out of the top of the key and around over the left side. Now to Adolfo. Adolfo baseline left to French. Pull-up jumper is good by Sasha French. And Napa has a 9-4 lead, having scored the last 7 points in the game. Driving down all its shot is blocked, attempted by John Chancey, blocked by Napa, and they came away with the basketball. Spreading the attack is Deer. Deer working it over to the right side, toward the corner to Salzman. He'll fire from there. He hits a three. Salzman has hit two threes, and Napa goes up 12-4, having scored 10 in a row. Coming down the right-hand side, the T-Birds with the ball, working it over in the left-hand corner. Coming back now around the perimeter they go from left to right. Pull-up, jump shot, rims, and no good in there by Banks. Rebounded by Napa. In the forecourt is Adolfo. Stolen away. Fast break. They've got numbers. Coming down, pass over the right side. Up, miss, tip, no good. Rebound, batted around. Saved by Merritt College. Setting it up, trailing it 12-4. We're getting it over the right-hand side to Chancey. Chancey pull up 20-footer, rims no good. Sasha rebounds. That's Sasha French for Napa out of Justin Siena to Salzman front court. Left side, used up the dribble. Gets it back to Sasha as Sasha came out to meet the pass. Intercepted on the pass by Richard. Richard bounced past baseline right, going up and scoring is Deion Stewart, his first basket, and Richard gets the assist. 12-6 now, as we've played about 5 minutes in this fast-paced first half of the ball game. They look to Salzman, can't get a pass to him. It goes to French, up, missed the shot, foul on the rebound. And it was probably on the shot as French will go to the line. The personal foul goes against Deion Stewart, his first. Ruling it a two-shot foul.
The Storm has come out red hot and hit five of their first six shots.
French, free throw perfect. This is a guy that Coach Steve Ball has indicated will have no problem getting a scholarship after Napa Valley College.
Well, he's a big guy. He's controlling the inside so far, rejecting Merritt shots and forcing them to shoot farther out.
French eyes the basket and scores the free throw. Going 2 for 2, and it's a 14-6 Napa Valley College lead. Front court right side comes Foskett, who just came into the lineup for Merritt College. Now shifting over baseline left, a pull-up jump shot rimmed and goes in for Stewart. That's his second basket for Deion. Getting the ball into the forecourt is Akeem Deer for Napa Valley College as he works it over. Now to the baseline, left side to Salzman. Out to the top of the key it comes. A pull-up jump shot by Deer is no good. Rebound taken out of there by the T-Birds. Bringing it to forecourt. Baseline shot. It partially blocked as Foskett could not get the shot away. Also new into the ball game is Kareem Halali, a sophomore. There's a three-point attempt. Good by Salzman. And Salzman goes 3 for 3 on three-point attempts here in the first half. And that puts Napa up 17-8. What a showing early going by Salzman.
Salzman loves that 1-2-2 zone and gets him plenty of room to shoot.
With the T-Birds now as they bring it into the forecourt. There is a two-point, a long two, good by Kareem Halali. It's his first basket. Halali picking up Akeem Deer as he brings it to forecourt, and there is a whistle away from the ball and a foul against Napa away from the ball. I think that's going to go on Salzman.
I think that was on
That's Salzman's second personal foul. The team's second foul. Both fouls been called against Salzman now. Going to the right side as Richard gets around the player but can't get a shot in the left-hand corner. A three attempt up, no good by Halali. Rebounded by Napa. A long lead pass comes into the forecourt to Mills. Over the left side, a three-point attempt up, no good by Deer. Rebounded by the T-Birds. Fast break, 1-on-3. So they slow it down, set up their deliberate pattern. As the ball comes back out to the top of the key to Richard. Fakes left, drives right, double team. Goes all the way to the baseline, cut off there. Comes back out into the free throw area. The pass goes now underneath the basket, going for the shot. Blocked by French. And the ball is out of bounds.
That's the third block by French on those inside moves. They're just not going to get any points in there.
Boy, he's impressive. And Salzman's impressive. Salzman has come out of there having picked up two personal fouls. He hit his first three. And there is an interception on the inbounds play by James Ned. A 6'6 sophomore. Looks like a football player out there. Solid build.
Yeah, it looks like Charles Barkley.
Yeah, the Storm with the ball. Deer at the top of the key. Drives to the baseline. He tried to get a jump shot or a pass away, but it was intercepted. driving down all the way. A shot blocked by Friends, who gets the ball. He blocked an attempt there by Deion Stewart and came away with the ball. 17-10 is the score. Napa with the ball in the lead. French tries a three. Rims no good. Long rebound. Comes out to Richard. And there is a timeout. With 11:40 to go in the first half, the score is Napa Valley College 17 and Merritt College 10. Well, Napa Valley College has brought Savon Abdul-Rahman, a 6'8 freshman out of Tolleson, Arizona, into the ball game now. He replaces Sasha French, who did a really nice job.
Yeah, French was unbelievable inside, but Napa Valley's not giving up any size. They replaced 6'11 French with Abdul-Rahman, who goes 6'10.
Well, play resumes now. Napa on the defense. Richard into the forecourt. Passes underneath, up, and in. A good shot there by Deion Stewart for his third field goal here in the first half. 17-12. Napa with the ball and the lead. Pass goes over to Bracey. Malcolm Bracey, a freshman out of Vallejo High School. In the up and good by Amani Mills, gets his first basket. Driving the forecourt and almost dropping it down in, but laying it in was Tommy Fauska.
Nice finger roll there.
19-14. Back with the ball. It comes over to the right side to Mills. He fires a long, it hits a three. They're ruling out a three-point basket. That's the fourth three-pointer by Napa, three of them by Salzman. That's the first by Mills. 22-14 the score. All to Foskis. The ball intercepted, though, by Napa. Bringing the ball into the forecourt is Mills. Slows up the tempo now, giving it to Adolfo. Adolfo top of the key. Back to Mills. Mills starts to drive in, can't go. Comes over the left side now. As they work the weave, pass intended underneath the basket, broken up and intended for the big boy in the middle. But here come the Thunderbirds in the attacking territory now. It's Richard taking it over the left side. Can't get a shot away. Falska out the top of the key to Halali. Halali between circles. Defense by Adolfo. Drives around him. Goes up with the jumper. Off no good. Rebound taken out by Malcolm Bracey for Napa Valley College. Over to Adolfo. This is Fico Adolfo driving into the lane, going up with a little floater and hitting it. Wow, nice play there for his second basket.
That was a nice touch shot there.
10-point advantage now, 24-14. Here's Richard, cut off at the baseline, back out. Foska hits a three. Nice shot there by Tommy Foska.
First three of the game for Merritt there, Ira.
It's 24-17. Adolfo front court has a very loud basketball shoes on. But driving into the lane, there was a foul before the shot by Mills. The foul is going to be charged to Deion Stewart. That's his second personal foul. Deer is back into the lineup for Adolfo. Coach Steve Ball making a change in the Napa lineup. Napa will get the ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Inside the 9 minutes to go in the first half. 24-17 score. Comes in to Ned. Spins around. Missed the shot. Rebounded by the T-Birds. And they get the ball to midcourt. Now bring it across the timeline. They have Chancy getting it in the forecourt to Edmund. Edmund one-on-one against Bracey. And double team now, and Bracey reaches in, can't get the ball. Passes over on the left side for a three. No good. They're on the three-point attempt by Spikes. And a whistle on the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Merritt College's ball.
Yeah, Napa in a little too much of a hurry on that fast break there, threw it out of bounds.
John Edmonds goes to the bench, and Kareem Halali is back in. He was out momentarily. As the T-Birds are 3-6 on the season, the Storm at 4-7. Halali kicks the ball into the right, or the, over the left corner, and it hits the baseline out of bounds.
Straight away.
Or sideline, you should mention.
Yep.
So it's Napa's ball after the turnover. Coming into the forecourt is Bracey, guarded very tightly there by Halani. Over the top of the key now, gets it there to Ned. Underneath. Up. And who got
Mills.
That one?
Armani Mills.
Mills got that one. He's looking pretty good. He's got 7 points now.
That was a very confident shot.
Now quickly back on defense. Nice job in transition. Halali working between circles. Over to Foskas. They get it out. Now there's a three-point attempt way off target.
Yeah, didn't even catch rim on that.
Yeah, no good by Spikes. Rebounded by Napa. Leading it by 9. Coming up just over 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Top the key to Ned. That is James Ned. Over to Mills. Drives in, but there was a whistle before the shot. Foul is going to go against Spikes.
Not many fouls yet in this game. Only 4 on the visitors, only 2 on Napa, so nobody's near the 1-1 yet.
Yeah, as they say, they're letting them play, which is good from a spectator standpoint. You have a chance to get a good feel for the ball.
That's right.
Fonz has the ball right side, gets the ball underneath, turn around, jump shot, banked it in. Nice play over there by Savon Abdul-Rahman. 28-17, an 11-point advantage now for Napa back on defense. And a travel is going to be called on John Chensky.
That was a pretty shot by Abdul-Rahman, high off the backboard where nobody could block it.
Yeah, and with his size, that was a big help. And it will be Napa leading it by 11 with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half, getting the ball quickly into the forecourt. Working it right side goes Fonz out of Calistoga. Over now to Deer. Deer used up the dribble. Turnaround jumper is good. Nice play by Akeem Deer. He had drifted into the lane, used up the dribble, and had to get out of the lane, so he turned around, jumped it up, and hit.
Yep.
There is a foul before the shot.
Yeah, he had the defender going one way, spun back the other, and put a nice jump shot in the bottom of the net.
The foul is going to go against Savon Abdul-Rahman. It's his first. It's only the team's third foul, two of which were early on against Tom Salzman. Napa on the defense. They're using 2-3 basic zone defense and punch the ball away, but it's retrieved by Merritt College. Go to the left baseline, driving, missed the shot, rebound put up, and missed again. The rebound again is no good, but that will send Sean Spikes to the free throw line. Spikes going to the free throw line for the first attempt for the T-Birds tonight.
Yeah, they had 2 offensive rebounds in there, Ira. That wasn't happening when Sasha French was in the game.
Now, for French, he looked so good in there. Spikes eyes the basket. His first free throw is bounding around and finally nestled in. He is out of Berkeley High School. French is coming back into the lineup. Yeah, they're leaving Mills in there. Mills has looked good while he's been out there.
Yeah, he's
coming
a nice
out
shot.
Of the, yeah, coming out of the lineup is Malcolm Bracey. Free throw is good. So Spikes goes 2-for-2.
I think Steve Ball had seen enough with that inside strength on that last series of shots by Merritt, needed to get French back in the game.
Yeah, and French will inbound the ball, comes into Mills. Over now to Adolfo, who brings it across the timeline, takes it towards the top of the key, working the weave now, goes to French. Underneath it goes to Fons, puts it up, no good, battles for the rebound, and it is taken instead by Adolfo, but a whistle on the play, and a foul on Napa.
That was a beautiful pass from French, but unfortunately Fons couldn't convert.
Savon was called for the personal foul, his second. Interesting to note, there have only been four fouls, two against Abdul Rahman, and two against Salzman.
Right. We haven't seen Salzman again since then.
Right now, he's back in.
Did he just come in? Oh,
he
good.
Just came back into the lineup with his team ahead 30-19, 5:15 to go in the first half. Pull-up jumper from 14, no good. By Isaiah Davis, rebounded by Napa. They bring the ball forecourt to Mills. And a whistle away from the ball. And a foul is going to be called on Sasha French, his first, team's fifth. Or check it, that's the sixth.
That was a pretty touchy foul, Ira. He was just trying to establish position, and
yeah, that's
the referee got him.
That's amazing how that can kind of work. Inside of 5 minutes to go now in the first half. Falska loses the ball, slipped out of his hand. And it will be Napa's ball in the backcourt. Fons will inbound. Just a little token press put on in the backcourt there by John Edmond. And but the ball is deflected and goes out of bounds. And there's a foul called. And the foul is going to be on John Edmond.
I think that was the make-good foul, Ira. That was a pretty touchy one, too.
Yeah. Salzman set to trigger the inbound. He looks, lobs it in, and there is a whistle and a foul on the inbounds pass, and that's probably on Sasha, and it is. Sasha French picks up his second foul.
Well, that's hard to imagine. I didn't see a darn thing there.
It was a shove off till you get to open for the inbound pass. And
yeah.
So it'll be the 1-1 for Tommy Fosca out of Castro Valley. He's a 6'7 freshman.
I guess they're calling that a player control foul.
Yeah, I guess. So there's no free throws attempted. So the T-Birds inbound the ball to bring it into the lane. A shot off the backboard is no good there by Isaiah Davis. Rebounded by Napa. Here's Mills leading a fast break, coming down into the lane, forcing it up, and he was fouled and will go to the line for two free throws. Mills got that ball down court quickly, and John Edmond picked up the personal foul.
Well, it was good to see French back low. He definitely affected that last shot by Merritt, and the guy threw it up wildly. It didn't even catch any rim, so I think that bodes well for Napa.
Armani Mills makes the free throw. While Salzman got out to the early start with 3 3-pointers for 9 points, Mills has just scored his 8th point. He's out of Murrieta, California. He's a 6'2 freshman. Free throw is good. He's got 9 points and averages 5.2 per game.
Not bad.
So he's almost doubled his average here in the first half.
Well, thanks to the foul trouble, he's getting extra playing time today.
With just over 4 minutes to go here in the first half, Napa on the defense, leading at 32-19. Pull-up jump shot from well out is no good by Richard, rebounded by Napa.
That's four in a row. Meredith missed, Tyra.
Mills drives in. He has the ball stolen away, but retrieved back by Adolfo. Adolfo used up the dribble to Sasha French. And coming over the back and called for the foul is Derek Bell.
Sixth foul on the Thunderbirds. Actually, that's
seventh, yeah.
It's seven, yeah. Their step French is going to the line for the 1-1.
French's free throw is good. He gets the bonus. Sasha's made 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. On the season, Napa Valley College hitting about 60% of their free throws, and he hits both of those. So far tonight, they have made 6 in a row at the line, and they lead it by 15 points now. 3:40 to go in the first half. Then there's Mills with the steal, but the official says that he made contact and met the foul. So for Armani Mills, that is his first personal foul.
Coach Steve Paul took Tom Salzman out again on that last whistle. I think he doesn't want him to pick up a third foul before halftime.
At the free throw line is Davis. He missed the free throw, so he'll not get the bonus. Rebounded by Napa. Into the forecourt. Quarter court right side to French. French spins around, used up the dribble. Passes it back out to Adolfo. Down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the left hand. No good. Right to the rebound. Gets it back up and scored and won. What an effort by Fico Adolfo.
Yeah, he missed the up and under, but he hung around for the rebound, put it back, got fouled, and the ball went in.
And Stewart is called for the personal foul. At the foul line, trying to make it a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and he does. Adolfo makes it an 18-point lead. And the Storm has been perfect from the free throw line, 7 out of 7 tonight. 3:16 to go here in the first half.
They're shooting well from the field and from the free throw line tonight.
And doing a good job on the defense, too. Yep. And trying to box out on the rebounds. Here's Hillman, who just came into the lineup for Merritt College. Passing over the right side to Hilali. He nearly lost the ball, and he is tied up. Alternate possession arrow favors Merritt. Merritt College with exactly 3 minutes remaining here in the first half, trailing it by 18 points. Hillman over to the right side, or to Davis on the left now. Back to Hillman. Hillman top the key, drives in, goes up, jumper, rims, no good. Tip is... there's a foul call. There was a shot after the whistle that went in, but it will not count.
Well, we didn't have many fouls early, Ira, but that's changing here in the last few minutes.
Deer called for that foul. The free throw is good, so he'll get the bonus. This is Kareem Hilali. He averages 6.2 points per game. That's his third point in this game. He's back at the free throw line. His free throw is good. Back into the lineup is John Chensey. He'll replace Hilali. Napa with the ball. Leading at 37-21. Into the forecourt, Adolfo. Bounce pass towards the left-hand corner to Mills, and he is reached in on and fouled by Isaiah Davis, his first personal foul. So the 1-1 for Mills. Mills, if he hits this free throw, will be the leading scorer in the game. And he does, so he gets the bonus, and he's in double figures now. Came into the game averaging 5.2 per game. And he's doubled that now with his 11th point of the game. He has made all 4 of his free throw attempts. Has made a 3-point basket and a couple 2-point baskets in there for a 39-21 lead. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Pull up jump shot, rims no good, and Sasha French is up high for the Napa rebound. Bring it in the forecourt. Driving in the lane. Little layup is good. What a move by Fico Adolfo. He's got 9 points.
Switched to the left hand at the last minute there to avoid the block and just dropped it in.
No, he looked good on that drive to the basket. And driving in, and we may have a foul on French. We do. That's going to be three fouls on Sasha. He's going to come out of there.
Yeah, Napa didn't need that.
41-21, Napa has their biggest lead right now.
Yeah, kind of quietly have jumped out to a 20-point lead here. It was fairly competitive in the beginning, but the Storm are really starting to move away.
Free throw is good by Davis. But Sasha French is out of the lineup now with three personal fouls. They put James Ned, who is from Brentwood, from Heritage High School, in there in his place. Back at the line is Davis. His free throw is good. He goes 2 for 2. Napa with the ball. Napa getting ready to put Calvin Johnson into the ball game for the first time. On the right side, it's Deer driving in, going up, missing, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Richard. Steve Ball off of the bench. This is Steve's 13th year as the head basketball coach for the Storm.
He told me before the game, Ira, he's not going anywhere. He likes it here.
Well, he certainly has put together tough opponents in the pre-conference portion of the schedule.
That's right.
He likes to play in good tournaments against good teams in the pre-league play. Free throw is no good. That's the first miss by Napa at the foul line. They had made nine in a row before that. Hakeem Deer is ready. His free throw is good this time. That's his third point in the game. 140 to go, 100 seconds remaining here in the first half, driving in, going all the way and scoring. That was a determined move there by Davis. You could tell that he was going to take it all the way, and he went in, used a little reverse on the basketball to get the basket. And it's 42-25. Napa with the ball now, a minute 15 to go. Driving in the lane, a shot up, good, but it will not count because of a foul before the shot on Chensey. Well, no one with, well, yeah, they've got Stewart with three fouls on the team, but nobody else with more than one for the T-Birds. Free throw is good. Deer, who was just up there a few moments ago, is back there now. Trying to make it two out of two this trip at the free throw line. And he does.
Hey, red light.
And Napa's been doing a great job at the free throw line.
They're living up there.
They lead it now 44-25. Back quickly on defense. The pass goes in the middle. Shot forced, no good. Rebound. Whistle, foul against Napa. It'll be a two-shot foul. Mills has called for his second personal foul. So this will be a two-shot foul. Coming to the free throw line is Lamont Banks, a sophomore out of Alameda, and he missed the free throw.
Well, that was a brick.
Yeah. Well, he went to a really good basketball school, St. John's Notre Dame.
Apparently they didn't teach him free throw shooting.
He is back there now, taking his time. This free throw is good. So he split the free throws.
Yep.
Napa up by 18 as we've reached the final minute of the first half. As Merritt College is in a zone defense, and the ball is deflected away, and driving in for an easy layup is Halali. Took advantage of that bad break by Napa Valley College. Half a minute to go here in the first half, 44-28. Napa with the ball. Adolfo working it around. 17 seconds on the shot clock, 24 seconds on the game clock here. Driving into the lane is Deer. Have a foul called against Halali. That'll be his first.
Looks like Napa's in the double bonus now.
Five red.
Both teams are with 10 fouls each. So two shots coming for Deer. He missed his first free throw tonight, but has made three in a row since that time. He's up there with 20 seconds to go in the half. His team ahead by 16 points. Good defense by Napa.
Coach Steve Ball just looked at us with a grin. He likes to stomp his feet in front of our table, and he realized that might be communicated to the folks at home.
Which is part of the atmosphere. All right, at the free throw line is Deer. His first free throw is good. Well, he has come back to make four in a row after missing that first one.
Yeah, only one.
So they're 13 out of 14 or so in the game. He makes them both. He's got 7 points, and his average is 6 points a game.
Yeah, 14 out of 15 now.
Yeah, wow. 46 to 28, Napa back on defense. Final 10 seconds now of the first half. Napa trying to double-team the ball. They'll shoot from the left corner. It's no good. Rebound Napa with 2 seconds to go. They'll not get a shot away, as that will end the first half here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium. Fast-paced action, and it's halftime. We'll be back with the halftime score and more information. The score here at halftime, Napa Valley College Storm 46 and Merritt College Thunderbirds 28. Well, Napa had five players that had excellent first halves in the scoring column there, being led by Armani Mills with 11 points, Tom Salzman and Akeem Deer each had, Salzman had 9, Deer had 7, Sasha French had 8, Fico Adolfo had 9 points. But let's go down to Kirk Kirkpatrick to find out how the shooting came out in that first half.
Well, Napa shot the lights out in the first half. They were only missed 5 shots from the outside out of 18, so that's 13 out of 18. They were hitting the 3-point shots when Tom Salzman was in there. Unfortunately, when he came out, the 3-point shot went away, but Mills came in and feasted on the inside game. He drove the ball nicely and is the leading scorer at halftime for a guy that didn't even start. That's a pretty good game. Of course, French got into foul trouble, too, towards the end. He was dominating inside early, blocking a lot of shots. Napa led in rebounds 12-8 in the first half. Actually, both teams didn't shoot that badly. And, of course, as you pointed out, from the free throw line, the Storm were 14 of 15, which is about as good as it gets for college basketball. And yet Merritt, on the other hand, only missed 2. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw stripe. So some awfully good shooting there from both teams. But Napa definitely looked like they had the edge. Merritt came out in a 1-2-2 zone. I guess not realizing that the Storm had a pretty good outside shooting game, and Salzman took advantage of that early on, but Merritt never did come out of the 1-2-2. So Napa's had a good opportunity to score a lot more than they normally do. You said before the game, Ira, that Napa is averaging 71 points a game. Well, they have 46 at halftime, and they're on pace to score over 90 if they stay with that.
A little bit of background on our helper tonight, as some of you listening in might recognize the name Kirk Kirkpatrick. So we're going to let Kirk give us a little background information as far as when he went to high school locally and where his travels have taken him until he gets back into Napa.
Well, it's good to be back. I just got back a year ago. I'll go back to the beginning. I did play high school ball here for 3 years at Napa High School. Played for George Sterling the first year, Keith Orr the second year, and Herb Jotter the third. Those are probably names you'll recognize, Ira. I played on that senior team in 1968 with a guy named Bill Buckner that most people would know of baseball fame and football fame, but he was a hell of a basketball player, too. A really tough guy inside. Bob Bakker was on that team. Vern Green was on that team. Neil Ernst, who went on to be a baseball player at Cal Berkeley, was also on that team. But we weren't tall enough or fast enough to keep up with the teams in the North Bay League in those days, from Vallejo and Santa Rosa. And so we won a few, but we generally finished in the middle of the pack. But I was commenting to you before the game that when I went back into the Napa High gym, I didn't recognize the place. They had moved the court about 20 feet to the north since last time I was there. It used to be centered in the middle of the gym, and I almost didn't recognize the place. But it's good to be back, and I've been in the Midwest the last 20 years, which is a real hotbed for college basketball, as you know, being from Indiana. I've been watching the likes of KU, and of course, of all things, a couple years ago, they got a guy named Josh Jackson there, who, when I look at the roster, I see he's from Napa. It blew my mind. Of course, I didn't know anything about prolific prep. But he came to KU, played 1 year, and then he's the number three guy in the draft. So I know the basketball has really picked up around here since I was playing here. And I have to say, I'm impressed with the Storm tonight. They look awfully good as well. So it's been fun to be here and watch this. And I think we're going to have a great second half as well.
You might also see about Kirk Kirkpatrick if you read the Napa Valley Register Sports.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun kind of returning to my roots. I was a Cub reporter for the Napa Valley Register the first year Pierce Carson worked for the paper. If people want to place those dates, of course, Pierce started 10 years older than me, so I was a youngster at the time. But since I've been back in town, I've been teaching up at Chico State, teaching the advertising program up there. I'll be teaching at Napa College next semester in the business department. But meanwhile, I've been having fun covering football for all three high schools in town. And basketball, I've covered the women from both Napa and Vintage High School. And I had a Napa Valley College women's game here yesterday and a men's game here today. So I don't get around as much as you, Ira, but I have been all over the place in the last couple of months.
You're getting your own byline now at the paper.
I know. Something that didn't happen much in the old days, I can tell you. But I will say my name is hard to say, but it's also hard to forget. So when people see Kirk Kirkpatrick, they generally sticks in their mind. But it's a lot of fun, and nice of Sean and everybody down there to give me a shot at reporting again. And the Valley has changed, I will say. The main thing is I used to be able to afford to live here. Not so much anymore.
Well, you know, a lot of people would remember your dad, Dale Kirkpatrick, and the establishment of the bank here, the Napa Valley Bank.
Right. We moved down here from Oregon in 1963, and Dad, along with a great group of businessmen here in Napa, started Napa Valley Bank. He was here 20 years. They had a great run. You know, Dad always used to say, I like to put my banks across the street from Bank of America. So when people have a bad experience, all they have to do is walk across the parking lot. Seemed to work out pretty well for him.
Kirk Kirkpatrick helping us out tonight here at Napa Valley College, where it's halftime. And the score here at halftime, the host, the Napa Valley College Storm 46, and Merritt College out of Oakland 28. Back. Well, 46-28 lead here at halftime, but you can't let up in this league.
No, you can't. I'm sure Merritt is going to make some adjustments here in the second half, and we remember that these two teams finished at 4-7 each last year. They know each other well. They're lacking a little bit in size. Napa has the foul trouble. So I think that lead might get closed a little bit in the second half. But as Coach Steve Ball said, he plays the whole bench. Nobody got more time than anybody else except for some foul trouble in the first half. He's stuck to that. And I expect a real competitive game here in the second half.
Well, we have a couple more competitive games coming up on Friday night. Hopefully we can get on the air. It'll be our first broadcast of the season from the Dan Clark Gymnasium over at Justin Siena. They did some remodeling on the gymnasium there, and during the process of the remodeling, they took out our antenna that we used to transmit our broadcast over to the KVON studio, and they also changed the seating, so we no longer have our bench where we did our broadcasting from before. So without a antenna, without a bench, we'll see what happens on that. So right now, we are scheduled to broadcast two games from Justin Siena on Friday night. Napa High, the girls' game, 5:15 airtime, and the boys' game at 7 o'clock. Napa and Justin Siena. So could be a good rivalry, considering that next year they'll be in the same league.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. I can't fathom a league where four Napa teams are in the same league. That should be pretty fun for the local audience in the next year. And I think we might see some more league titles by Napa and Vintage when that comes around.
Well, you would think with the size of their school that they should be favored in a lot of the sports, but not all the sports, of course.
That's true.
Yeah. Justin Siena has some outstanding athletes in different sports, so they will be competitive. It'll be determined if football would be the one. But when you come up against teams like Marin Catholic and some of those that Justin Siena has been playing anyway, that's strong competition, so they're used to it.
Yeah, part of the issue with Justin Siena is they just don't get a lot of people turning out for football over there. They only had about 25 on their roster this year, and that's a lot of players playing both ways, which you don't see a lot of anymore. And so they're going to be facing these larger schools who can put 40, 45 players on the field.
They've had some problems over at Justin Siena, and they are working around those problems now.
And it has been a distraction for the players. Before a Marin Catholic game, they said as much, and clearly their heads were not in the game that day.
But anyway, it'll be interesting to find out if they get everything all cleared up. We're going to get all cleared up and get straightened around here for the second half of basketball. The leading scorers for Napa Valley College in that first half, as we mentioned earlier, Armani Mills had three field goals. One of them was a three-pointer, and he was 4 out of 4 at the foul line for 11 points. And Tom Salzman hit 3 for 3 from three-point range for 9 points. And Fico Adolfo had 4 field goals, hit 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for 9 points. And Sasha French had 2 field goals, 4 for 4 at the free throw line for 8 points. And Akeem Deer had a field goal and 4 out of 5 at the foul line for 7 points. They were the leading scorers in the game. In fact, beside those 5 players, only one other player scored. Savon Abdul-Rahman had a field goal for 2 points. That was the extent, but we may see some 5 different ones take over here in this second half. We're ready to go now in the second half basketball.
Well, for the first time for Merritt, we're seeing their leading scorer, Isaiah Davis, on the floor, number 20. I don't know what was wrong with him the first half, but
he did get in some. He scored 4 points in that first half. He made a field goal and had 2 out of 3 free throws.
Well, I must have been mesmerized. But I know he didn't start the game, which is unusual for your leading scorer.
Right. He averages 14 a game. And
right.
Play is underway. Merritt College has the basketball. Here we go in second half. Napa Valley College has come out and looks like they're using a zone defense. No, let's check it. It's gone to the man-to-man here to start this second half as Richard takes the ball over to the right-hand side for the T-Birds. Gets at the top the key to Davis. Davis looks for the three-pointer, jumps it up, fires, no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Napa's ball in the backcourt.
He was about a foot short on that one, I
remember. Yeah, at least. Napa looks at double-teaming by the defense as they get the ball into the forecourt. Passing over in the right-hand corner, Salzman for a three, no good. Tipped up, no good by Adolfo. Rebound by Napa. Salzman over the right side. There's a three-point attempt up. No good that time by Fons. And a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Salzman. That's going to be three fouls on Salzman. He's not getting much play time, getting in foul trouble early.
No, that's not good. And Napa's come out firing up three-point shots, but they're not falling so far.
Just underway here in the second half. The top of the key is Halali over the side. A three-point attempt is good by Richard. Ovi Richard gets his first basket, and it's a three-pointer. Napa coming down. Salzman, right side. Working it out around now against a 1-2-2 zone defense. Pass goes between circles now. Out there is Adolfo. And there is a whistle. And apparently he was on the sideline when he got the received the ball.
Yeah, he didn't know where he was. And he took the ball and his foot was out of bounds.
Minute and a half gone here in the second half. The lead is 15 for Napa. In the forecourt comes Richard. Obi Richard dives to the left of the key. Guarded tightly there by Napa's Mills. Goes to the top of the key. Driving in, going up, partially blocked, but a foul is called. Looked like a pretty good block, but it's going to be French called for the... No, there's French isn't in there. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That was on him. That's four fouls on him.
That looked like a clean block, Ira.
Four fouls on French here at the outset.
The referee wasn't in a good position to make that call.
Free throw is no good. The first of two by Banks. Banks was one out of two in the first half. So French has to come out of the lineup. The Justin Siena product going to the bench. And the free throw is no good. Rebounded by Napa. Quickly in the forecourt is Mills. Now he's going to hold up because they got down the floor so quickly he had to wait for his teammates now to join him there in the attacking territory. Salzman out the top of the key now to Adolfo. Adolfo working against that zone defense. It's the 1-2-2 zone. Underneath, up and a slam dunk.
With authority.
By Savon Abdul Rahman. Yes, that was just slammed down with two hands. 48-31 now. Napa in the, there's a steal by Napa. They have Salzman going down the left side. Coming down to the right side is Mills. With the ball in the middle is Adolfo. Brings it over to the left side to Salzman. Salzman looks around. Out the back to the. And the pass is intercepted. Driving down the other way now is Banks, and he loses it out of bounds, and it'll go back to Napa.
Helter skelter, all right.
Yeah. So we have fast-paced basketball, a little too fast. Inbounds pass comes to Adolfo. Stephon's in the backcourt against the zone press to Salzman. Gets it over, a turnaround jumper is up. No good by Savon Abdul Rahman. Coming down the other way. Ball is loose, deflected, picked up, put up by Davis. No good. Rebound batted around and stolen this time by Salzman. Gets it over to Mills, drives in, goes up, scores. I don't know how he got that shot away, but somehow Monty Mills not only got the shot away but made the basket.
That was very acrobatic.
Quickly back on defense, the Storm. Pass comes low post to Stewart, and he dropped the ball, but it was tipped away from him out of bounds. Stewart will inbound. Back into the lineup for Merritt College is John Edmond. There's a timeout. Timeout with 16:20 to go in the second half. The score Napa Valley College 50 and Merritt College 31. Oh, you're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Along with Kirkpatrick, this is Ira C. Smith here at the Napa Valley College Gym.
Yeah, unfortunately, Napa Valley College, although they've kept a 19-point lead here, the two guys you didn't want to pick up fouls in the first 3 minutes, Salzman and French, guess what? They both picked up fouls.
And that put Salzman on the bench with his fourth personal foul in the game.
I think that's French that's on the bench with four.
Yep. What did I say?
Salzman.
Salzman only has three, and he is still out there. Right. Yep. Yeah, Sasha French is on the bench with four. So as play resumes, the inbounds pass comes out to Richard. Over in the lane, a shot up, banked in, and will count, and one. Nice play by Deion Stewart. He was their leading scorer in the first half with 6 points. He had 8 points now.
The bank is open, Ira. Normally you don't bank a shot from right in front of the basket, but it worked for him that time.
James Ned is back into the lineup, replacing Joe Fon. That last foul was on Joe Fon, his first. Trying to make it a three-point play is Stewart, and he does. He now has 9 points. Nobody in double figures yet for the T-Birds. Napa with the ball in the forecourt. Mills over to Dolfo. Back to Mills. He's open for the baseline, but he doesn't shoot. Back to Mills. He will shoot. A long three, no good. Fast break the other way. Coming down left side. And then they throw the ball away, but it is retrieved by Davis. Baseline left. And the ball is intercepted by Mills. Mills is one-on-one. Will he go? Yes, he does. He goes in, he goes up, he scores, and one. Mills on the fast break gets the basket and the foul on Richard.
And that was a chance. An awfully pretty shot, Ira.
It was. Armani Mills, what a game he is having.
Yeah, he hung in the air forever on that one, waited till he got his opportunity, dropped a shot, picked up the foul.
Trying to give the Storm a 19-point lead. We're early here in the second half of the ball game. Bouncing the ball once, eyeing the basket, his free throw, perfect. Mills is out of Murrieta, California.
I looked that up, Ira. Yeah. It's near Temecula in the hills east of L.A.
Okay. Driving in, shooting and scoring, and one is at the other end of the court as Obi Richard gets his second basket here in this second half. And that foul is on Salzman, I think. That'll be four fouls on him.
So, I don't think we'll see much of French and Salzman for quite a while.
Salzman started out the game strong, hitting his first three-pointers, and hasn't scored since then. I don't think he's had a shot since then. The free throw is good by Obi Richard, connecting on a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
Napa with the ball. Deer is back into the lineup for Napa to Mills. Over to Ned. Turnaround shot. Rims no good. Rebound, and Steve Ball is trying to indicate that he was fouled. And there's a shot up, no good. The tip was good, but it was after there was a foul called. Well, the fouls are picking up now. We said early on that they were not calling him so close.
Well, they are on Napa anyway. We're up to five already with only one foul against Merritt so far this half. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Deer picked up his third foul. And that will send Edmund to the free throw line looking for his first point in the game, and he missed it. Fouled in the act of shooting, he was awarded two free throws, the first of which was no good. He's a 6'3 freshman out of Consumnes Oaks, and he scores that free throw, which is in the Sacramento area. Napa with the ball, leading it by 15, and there are 15 minutes to go here in this second half of the action. Mills out there with Adolfo in the middle. Turnaround shot is good by James Ned. That's his first basket of the game. 55-38. Napa quickly back and driving in and called for a charging foul is John Edmonds.
That was a nice play by Ned, taking the charge on that one.
Staying in place.
He's built to stay in place, Ira. He looks like a football linebacker.
Well, into the lineup now is Isaiah Davis. That would just point that out for you, so you know that their leading scorer has entered the contest now. Napa with the ball. Turnaround jump shot rims no good. By rebound put up and good, though, by James Ned. Offensive rebound, and he gets his second consecutive basket.
Four in a row for Ned.
In the forecourt comes Richard. Drives toward the baseline. Cut off there by Adolfo. Back out. Turnaround jumper is good by Davis. Isaiah Davis now with 6 points in the game. First basket here in the second half. Napa brings the ball in the forecourt slowly. Deer. And they have a bad pass, but it is retrieved by Abdul Rahman. Back out it comes to Deer. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Over to the right side now as they're working it around to Mills. Mills with 4 seconds has the ball deflected, stolen away. A fast break, 4-on-2. Coming down the right side, going into the lane. Passing underneath the ball, deflected away on a nice defensive play, preventing the basket.
That was a good play by Abdul Rahman. He just got all ball on that one and was careful not to foul.
Stewart is back in, replacing Richard for Merritt College. Napa leading at 57-40. 13:21 to go here in the second half. The official has stopped play for a moment to point out something to a couple of the players. Apparently, it's a warning that he's given.
A warning to the Merritt bench and also to one of the Storm players. That's Mills that got the warning.
So ready for play to resume. Richards gets the inbound pass. Coming over to Davis. Isaiah Davis drives into the lane. Double team there. Back over to Richards for a three. No good. The rebound hit the support, so it'll be out of bounds. It's a good thing it hit the support because Adolfo for Napa was there to tip it in, and it was at the wrong end of the court for
That's
him.
Right.
But it had hit the back support. So it's out of bounds to Napa. It goes in the middle. Underneath on a good pass, but a good block there preventing Adolfo from getting the basket. It was a good blindside cut, but they couldn't score on it.
Now Davis came from behind and blocked that nicely.
Driving into the lane was Foscott, but the freshman was fouled on the play by Abdul Rahman. That's his third personal foul.
Yeah, Napa up to 6 fouls already. One more in the penalty.
Yeah, compared to 2 fouls thus far against the Merritt College T-Birds. The first free throw is good. That was his first attempt at the free throw line tonight. He'd made a 2-point basket and a 3-point basket in the first half. That was his first point in the second half. Tommy Foscus makes them both. He's good with the next one. He averages 6.8 per game. That was his 7th point in this game. So he is at his average. And it's 57-42. Napa brings the ball slowly into the forecourt. More deliberate now. Into the corner. A shot is good. A 3-pointer by Mills from the corner. And Armani's having a great night. 19 points so far for him. And he averages 5.2 per game. Driving down, the ball is deflected out of bounds. Saying last touch by Napa. 12-11 to go. We're in the second half. The score at halftime, Napa led by 18 points. Driving in, and he lays it in as Isaiah Davis.
That was too easy, Ira.
Yeah. Nobody switched off on him. Nobody stopped the ball. 60-44. Comes over to the side. A jump shot way off. No good by Abdul Rahman. And a fast break the other way. In for two quickly is Fosca. Boy, that was a fast basket. Fast break. And it's a 14-point lead for Napa. Driving the right side is Deer. Now to Adolfo, back to Deer for a three. It rims no good, tipped around, and it is taken by Merritt College. And Steve Deer, or Steve, down, and Foul scores again. Fosca has scored the last 6 points in the game.
Steve Ball's about to lose his mind here. He's not very happy with that last sequence.
He's very demonstrative now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So there's a timeout now, full timeout, 11:21 to go here in the second half. And our score is Napa Valley College 60, Merritt College 48. We'll be back in a moment with the continuation of more from Napa Valley College. Well, let's take a look at how the shooting has been going here in this second half.
Well, Merritt has picked up the pace. They're 6 out of 10. For 60%, but the free throw line, I think, is what could come back to hurt Napa. Merritt is 5 out of 6 from free throw line. They've rebounded well. No question at all, the foul trouble on two of Napa's big men, French and Salzman, big men in terms of scoring, is going to hurt Napa in the stretch. So this game could get a lot tighter. Merritt has gone from a 20-point deficit, taking it down to 12. We're not even at the 10-minute mark yet. A lot of basketball to be played.
Well, Napa has 7 sophomores and 6 juniors on this roster this year. They have one guy that is gray-shirting, and that is Ali Musa from Napa High. Napa with the ball now as play resumed, looking to run some time off the clock now. It's been mostly fast breaks throughout the earlier part. Pass comes over, Mills tries the three. This one rims no good. Rebound by Ned. He lost it. The rebound, though, is battled for, and it is Joe Fonsa comes out with it. Over to Deer. Pull-up jumper, rims no good. Rebound, though, back up. Yes, but traveling before the shot is called against Armani Mills.
That's too bad. They had 3 good looks there, Ira.
Yeah.
Couldn't put one down.
Score remains 60-48.
Napa's missed their last 5 shots.
Front court, Richard. Napa, man-to-man defense. Over to Davis. Davis bounced pass, deflected. It was kicked by the Storm. School colors, sea green, yellow gold. Used to be forest green, and then they changed it. They, as you said, they, you know, they used to be the Chiefs, and then they were the Super Chiefs.
Yep.
Then they were something else after that, and then now they're the Storm.
Yeah, because the weather's so bad here, right?
Great. There's a shot by Davis, rimming no good. Rebound, a long rebound, comes out and taken by the Napa Valley College. Storm, Deer, front court. They look around. Deer looks underneath. Pass instead goes into the left-hand corner. They have Mills over there now. He will shift back and forth. And a timeout is asked for by Napa. Steve Ball wants to talk over something. So there's just a short timeout coming there. You know, we had mentioned that one of the players who is gray-shirted is Salim Ala Musa, who graduated from Napa High School, and he has an injury. So they are gray-shirting him. That's the term they use in the junior college, gray-shirting instead of red-shirting. And So he will be available for two more years if he cares to use his eligibility here at Knapp or someplace else.
They could probably use him tonight, Ira.
Yeah, he's got some size.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is good off the boards and a good rebounder, too.
Well, it's a good thing Steve Ball rotates his 10 players fairly equally because of the foul trouble a couple of players have tonight. The guys on the bench have stepped up nicely, and Knapp still has a 12-point lead.
All right, play resumes. Knapp with the ball now as Adolfo puts it in the middle. A turnaround shot is up. No good by James Ned, and it is rebounded by Merritt College. Now they slow down the tempo a bit as they walk it into the forecourt to Davis. Davis takes it between circles. Used up the dribble there. Pass the ball is partially deflected but retrieved and shot from the left corner. Good for three by Tommy Faska. And, boy, coming down and there is a whistle and a foul. Boy, I tell you that, Faska has had 9 points in the second half.
Yeah, he's been a force in there. And just like that, we look up at the scoreboard, and it's down to single digits. Merritt is only behind by 9 points.
And Mills was called for the offensive foul,
which was a very 50-50 call. It could have gone the other way, and Steve Ball didn't like that one bit.
James Ned comes out of the lineup as Sasha French comes back in, playing with four personal fouls. Here's Davis for Merritt College. They're right back in it with 9 minutes to play here in the second half, 60-51. There's a three-pointer. Good! My goodness, that was Faska again, and he's got 17 points in the game, 12 of them in the second half. And it's a six-point lead. There's Mills from the right corner. No good. Sasha tries for the rebound. Taken instead by Deer. So Knapp controls it. Driving over to the right side. A shot by Fons. Good for three. Joe Fons gets his first basket, and it is a big one. A three-point basket from the right corner. Quickly in the forecourt is Faska. Drives baseline. Kicks it over in the right-hand corner. They drive in, go up, shoot, and miss the ball out of bounds to Knapp. That last shot attempt was by Sean Spikes.
And altered by French. He's back in the game and makes a difference when he's in.
He is a factor, as you say, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, they had brought it back from a 20-point deficit to a 6-point margin. And take a timeout now with 8:12 to go. There's a timeout, and the score is Napa Valley College 63 and Merritt College 54. Well, there's quite a difference. As soon as French got back on the court, you could tell that the team had a little more confidence.
Well, and they sure needed that last three-point shot by Joe Fons. He kind of stopped the bleeding there. Napa had missed seven shots in a row. So
wow. Also, Salzman is back into the lineup now. So we'll have two players for Napa with four fouls each.
Well, Steve Ball has noticed that that three-point shot is wide open on the right-hand corner. So Salzman's a guy that can take advantage of that. And despite the hot start, Mills has gotten kind of cold here in the last few minutes.
Play resumes. Napa with the ball, leading it by 9 points. Just over 8 minutes to go here in the second half. Adolfo used up the dribble to Salzman from the right corner. He missed a three. Rebound is taken out of there by Spikes for Merritt. Into the forecourt to Richard. Richard has it at the top of the key. Working it over towards the right side to Davis. Drives into the lane. Goes to the right of the lane. Up to the shot. No, and a foul that's called. Let's see against whom. It is going to be on Joe Fons. Boy, that was right in there where French was.
Well, French was trying to hide, which is hard to do at 6-11, and all four players for the Storm all raised their hands, hoping to draw the referee's attention. Apparently it worked.
Here is Isaiah Davis moving to the free throw line, and he missed the free throw. Well, Davis had made two out of three before that. Got 8 points in the game, averages 14 points per contest. Back at the line, right-hand free throw, no good. He missed them both, and Fond is there to rebound. Joe Fons from Calistoga. The pass over to Adolfo, who brings it forecourt. And the ball is nearly batted away from Adolfo, but he brings it right side. Then they tried to get it into French, and he was shoved. A shoving foul is called on Tommy Fosca. That's his first personal foul, and he has 17 points to lead his team in scoring.
Only the third foul on Merritt.
Inbounds pass goes in the left-hand corner. Napa spreading out the offense now. Looking around the French. They'd like to get the ball into Sasha if they can. Here's Deer spinning at the lane. Over, pull-up jump shot by Adolfo. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. It will be Merritt's ball.
French was over the back a little bit there.
I saw
think
that.
Napa, again, lucky to not have the foul called.
Second time he's been in the action where it was close, where they could have made the call.
Right.
Into the forecourt comes Richard. Kicks it back out to the top of the key for a three-point attempt. Swish! They got it as it was Spikes getting his first field goal of the game.
Nothing but net on that one.
Yep. And it's a six-point game. Napa with the ball. Working it around. Comes to Salzman. Salzman is double-teamed. Nearly had the ball deflected away. He gets it over, though, to Deer. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's only the fourth team foul.
Well, Fosca's taking about as far as he can without getting a technical. He was really unhappy on that one.
Yeah, he was on the earlier one, too. That's only his second foul. Inbounds pass it. French puts a shot up. No good, but he was fouled.
24.
Yeah, that foul is on Spikes. It'll be a two-shot foul for French, who is 4-for-4 at the free throw line. He has yet to score here in the second half. His free throw is good. Mostly left-hander.
They'll take every point they can get right now.
Yeah, it's been a battle by Merritt College. French is good on both ends of the free throw to put him in double figures now with 10 points. He's made six in a row at the foul line.
Right.
8-point lead for Napa. Merritt College with the ball. 6:18 to go here in the second half. Richard Forecourt gets it over to Fosca. Drives into the lane. He can't get a shot away, so brings it back out to Davis. Davis well beyond the arc. Starts down the left side. Goes toward the baseline. He's cut off there by Deer. And the ball is stolen away by Napa. Coming in on a 3-on-2 fast break. Driving in. Going up. Scoring and getting fouled is Adolfo. What a drive by Adolfo.
Oh, he just slipped that in with the left hand like it was nothing and drew the foul as well. That was a timely play for Napa. It gets the lead back up to 10.
And gets Adolfo to the free throw line. The foul was on Spike. Free throw is no good. Something they haven't done much is miss a free throw.
No, that was the first miss of the second half.
Napa gets back on defense. As we have a charging foul, an offensive foul called on Deion Stewart. That's his fourth personal foul. Not a shooting foul, an offensive foul.
Well, that was a bit of a gift right there, and that gets Napa into the bonus.
Use that off arm to push away. Napa with the ball now as they get it to Deer. Deer drives the lane, goes up, shoots, missed. Rebound taken out by Merritt College. A lead pass into the forecourt to Davis. Davis flips it back out to the top of the key. Now, a ball is deflected and stolen by Deer. A 2-on-1 fast break. Deer drives in, goes up, missed the shot, and the rebound is taken out of there by Deion Stewart for Merritt College. Quickly in the forecourt to Davis. Drives in, goes up, he shoots, he scores. Wow. Well, Napa really missed on that 2-on-1 fast break. They did not work it right.
Well, the pass should have been there, and it wasn't. The cutter was open, but he went up for the shot, contested, and then they had a 3-on-1, but they couldn't get the rebound. So that was just a bad look all the way around.
It was, and then Merritt took advantage of it by fast break the other way, and they made it count.
Well, Merritt have made their last four shots, three of which were three-point shots. So it's easy to see why they're hanging around. But somehow the Storm still have an eight-point lead with five to go.
Well, they've hit four three-pointers here in the second half compared to only one in the entire first half.
Yeah, I think they only took one or two three-pointers in the first half, Ira, but they've obviously changed their tactics in the second half. It's working for them, and Napa isn't dominating the way they once were.
It's a battle now with just over 5 minutes to go. Play resumes, 67-59. Napa by 8 points with the basketball. Deer has it between circles, working at quarter court over the left side. As they start to transition now into the middle, goes over. The Warriors game. Here at the Napa gymnasium as the ball is taken away by the Storm. They get another 2-on-1 pass breakdown and an up and up and in by Deer. That one was executed perfectly as we were talking before the cutaway there from the Warriors. There's a long shot outside, no good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It will be awarded to Merritt College. 71-59 the score. Not much happened as far as scoring wise while we were away there, but right now it is 3:42 remaining. Napa on the defense. Merritt College to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Inbound the ball to Halali. He turns, jumps, hits a jumper. Nice shot there for his eighth point in the game. Napa leads it by double figures now, at 10 points. Into the forecourt is Joe Fons. Takes it on the left-hand corner to Deer. Brings it back out between circles. Now working it around. It goes under, and a shoving foul is going to be called against Richard.
Well, that'll grabbed put him by the jersey, Ira, and yanked him back about 4 feet right in front of the official.
So that'll be the 1-1 yet. In effect, Napa has French at the free throw line. He gets a bonus as he makes the free throw.
He's a big guy. It takes a lot of strength to pull him 5 feet the other way.
Sasha's only had 2 field goals tonight, but he has made 7 out of 7 at the free throw line. Make it 8 out of 8. So he has a dozen points in the game. And that's the number of points that his team leads by with 3:15 to go here in the second half. Davis on the drive, right side. The ball is stolen away from him on a guy's defensive play by Akeem Deer. Over to Adolfo. Adolfo in the backcourt, lobs it to Fonts in the forecourt to Deer. He's going to fire a three. It rims no good. French tips the ball right back to Deer. Deer drives in. He goes up, shoots again, no good. Fouled this time. They're going to the free throw line. Wow. May have had a technical call there. Yeah, there was a technical foul called against Obi Richard.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Obi Richard's the one that just grabbed a handful of French's jersey, so I think he's getting a little frustrated in there.
Okay, well, Steve Ball's going to look at his chart to see who he wants to shoot the technical. I think it's going to be Mills. He has made five in a row at the free throw line, and he missed the first part of the first technical free throw.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah. They have not missed many from the free throw line tonight. He makes the next one, which was, by the way, his 20th point of the game.
Yeah, well,
what a game Mills has had.
He needs to buy Salzman dinner after this for giving him so much playing time.
Akeem Deere will now go to the free throw line for the regular 1-1. The double bonus will be in effect on the next common foul. That was the 10th team foul against Merritt College. The free throw is on the way, and it's no good by Deere. He had made five in a row before he missed that one.
Yeah.
Ready for his next opportunity. And that one is good. That gives him a dozen points in the game. And it's 75-61. Napa over their per-game average to 71 points coming into this game. On the top of the key, a three-point attempt is up and good by Halali, and that puts Halali into double figures with 11 points. That's his first three-point basket, but that is their fifth three-point basket here in the second half.
Right, right. They're shooting well from the outside.
Compared to one three-point basket they had in the first half.
I can't remember Merritt getting an inside shot in the second half, can you?
And the first half, they worked the ball inside, even though they... particularly when Sasha French was out of there.
Yeah, they completely flip-flopped their offense, and they found out, obviously, the shot was getting rejected when Sasha was in there. But still, they didn't shoot from three in the first half. The second half, they come out bombing away, and with great results. They're shooting 13 from 18 in the second half, and a lot of those are three-point shots, as you pointed out.
Kirkpatrick helping us tonight, if you're just joining us. He also covers sports around the valley for the Napa Valley Register.
That's true.
What's your next assignment? Is that tonight?
This is my last assignment before 2 weeks of vacation going back to see the family in Kansas City.
All right. Good luck, Eric. Hope you have good weather.
Me too.
Well, play is ready to resume. Napa has the ball against full court pressure. Font in the backcourt. Gets it to Adolfo. And they did not get the ball in the front court as the pass is intercepted by Edmund. Edmund drives in. Oh, and what a block by Font. Sends it way out, and Napa gets the ball. And it's Sasha French in the forecourt.
That was a highlight reel block there.
Over to Deere. Deere quarter court. Left side. Now they're going into a deliberate pattern offense now. Not in any rush to shoot the ball. Driving in the lane, going up for the shot and missing. Tipping it up no good was Adolfo, and then a foul on the rebound. And I don't know about Joe Fons. He wanted to call the players around him. They didn't want to get a technical.
Yeah.
That foul is on Halali.
Well, they need to make their free throws now. They're in the double bonus. 11-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Should be able to cruise home from here.
Adolfo has made one out of two at the free throw line tonight. But he has five field goals for 11 points. He averages 9.5, though. He is Fico is what he goes by as far as his first name, and he makes the first free throw. But his first name is really Amancho. Amancho Adolfo.
Well, he's sporting,
he's from Brooklyn. He's from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
He's sporting pink basketball shoes, Ira. You have to be a confident player to wear pink basketball shoes.
And he makes both free throws, giving him 13 points on the game. Yes, we will have Warriors basketball coming up at the conclusion of this game. Driving all the way, going up, missing. Rebound is put in, and we're going to have a goal 10 called against Napa Valley College.
That was French again. Awfully close on that one. I thought he pinned the ball on the backboard.
Yeah, they ruled it goaltend, and I'm trying to figure out who made the basket now. I think I'm going to give it to Edmund, but I'm not certain that he was the one. There is a foul on the inbound, and that's going to be on Edmund. We know for sure that is on John Edmund. That's his fourth. Well, the thing about Sasha French, he's played a lot of this second half with four fouls.
Yeah, and he's been the benefit, as we know, of a couple of calls that could have put him on the bench.
Yeah, early on, too. Free
but
throw.
He's still out there. He's been out there about 10 minutes.
Adolfo is good with the first free throw. Next free throw is also good. Gives him 15 points. And it's 79-66 with a minute 45 to go here in the second half. Davis starts to drive. Pull up, jump shot, rims, no good. Rebound is taken, though, by Merritt College. Back out. There's a three-point attempt. Swish. That one is good by Chancy. That's his first three-point basket, only his second basket in the ball game. It comes with a minute and a half to go here in the second half.
Well, Napa needs to push out on those three-point shooters now. There's only a minute and a half left. Merritt's 10 down. They're going to be shooting nothing but threes, and Storm have to recognize that with their defense.
So we'll have a quick wrap-up at the conclusion of tonight's game so we can join Golden State Warriors basketball. They are home to Memphis, the first of nine straight home games. You can imagine that. They have been on the road for a while, and they have won nine in a row as they come back home. And this is the first of nine straight home games.
Only in the NBA, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's amazing that they have that many at home.
That's a pretty friendly schedule.
We'll find out a week from today when Stephen is going to be Stephen Curry is going to be available. He's got a doctor's appointment 1 week from today, from yesterday, I guess, because it'll be next Tuesday, the day after Christmas.
And all the Warriors have done is win nine in a row with him on the bench.
Well, it started when he was still playing. Play resumes here now. Napa Valley College with the ball against full court pressure. They get the ball quickly in the forecourt. Now they'll pull it back out, taking time off of the clock as it goes to Mills. Mills drives around, feeds underneath to Sasha French. Double team, turns, puts it up, no good. Goes for his rebound, battled, but it's taken instead by Merritt College. They come to fast break. Davis over the left side to Chet, and he's going to be called for travel. So it'll be Napa's ball. Just over a minute to go and a 10-point lead.
Well, French probably didn't want to shoot that one, but he lost track of the shot clock and thought he had to throw one up.
Well, if Napa holds on to this, which they should with a minute to go, why, whoops, there's a bad pass.
Right. No,
they will technically be leading the league.
That's correct.
They'll be 1-0 in the league.
Right. Yeah, and Steve Ball said that before the game. We're coming in tied for the league lead, and we hope to leave the game tied for the league lead.
Yeah. And they're looking good. And certainly playing some exciting basketball. Hope you have a chance to get out and see the Storm in action. There's a shot from the right baseline that is good by Chancy. That is second quick basket. French in the forecourt for Napa. Over to Deer. 45 seconds to go. Feeds it over in the right-hand corner. A bad pass, and it'll go out of bounds. So a turnover.
What is going on? What's with making those dangerous passes?
Yeah, 79-71. Single-digit lead.
Letting Merritt back in the game.
Davis coming down over to Boskis. Back to a three-point attempt is way off the mark by Chancy. Rebounded by Napa. They pull it out. They started in, went into the keyhole area, and then brought it way back out to the center court.
Wisely so.
Yeah. Taking time off the clock, down to 20 seconds to go in the second half, to Mills. Mills back out it comes, out to Deer. 12 seconds
to go. The wind out of Merritt.
5 seconds on the shot clock. Mills is going to hold the ball. Now he'll start in, and it's a shot clock violation. So it's still 3.4 seconds to go. That will go as a turnover against Napa anyway. They quickly get the ball in the forecourt. Midcourt, a shot from midcourt is no good, and that will be the final as Napa holds on for an 8-point victory, leading by as many as 20 points, winning it by 8. We'll be back with a quick wrap-up on the ball game in just a moment. Final score, Napa Valley College Storm 79 and Merritt College Thunderbirds 71. All right, back here at Napa Valley College Gymnasium. First of all, we have Steve Ball with us, the head coach. What a way to start the league play and start your home season.
Yeah, feels really good to start off our BVC play. I feel like the last week or so we've really come together as a team, and I think it's carrying over onto the court.
For once, you've got some size. You don't always have that.
Boy, we really have some size. We were looking out there for a second. We had Joe Fons at 6'6 playing the three. We had a D1 size lineup out there. So it's fun. You know, I love working with big guys and developing their skill sets so they can move on to the next level. And having size helps with all the block shots we get down there. You know, you give up a little bit with the ability to defend the perimeter defensively. But what you make up for in rebounding and shooting percentage is immense.
Is this what we can expect from the team? Season.
I sure hope so. I hope that the problem is the last two of the last three games we hit 60 points and we just stop. We think the game's played to 60 and then we're good. Okay, guys. We need to figure out a way. You know, against that press and against that zone, we kind of get stagnant and we like to flow and play the game with some sort of tempo, and those defenses kind of muck it up. You know, when we were underskilled, we used to run a lot of those same defenses. So that's what it is. Teams are just trying to muck it up against us and not allow us to take advantage of our athleticism and our size.
A couple of your scorers got an early foul trouble.
Yeah, you know, I thought that Sasha got a couple cheap ones. You know, guys are flying in from out of state to watch him play, and he's got to sit over next to me. I'm sure, you know, we get along really well, but I don't think he wants to sit next to me.
Well, there were a couple times looked like he could have picked up his fifth there.
There was one they ended up calling it on Joe Fons, and I thought for sure it was head gasket time for me. But they did a good piece of veteran officiating there and realizing what the situation was.
Well, this allowed for some balanced scoring.
Yeah, you know what? We've had some really balanced scoring. I mean, those two, Adopo and French, you know, are the brunt of our scoring. One off penetration and shooting, and the other off post-ups and putbacks. But pretty much everybody else gives us something. We've had seven different leading scorers this year, so that's a huge thing. I think with Armani coming on, I think that gives us eight.
Yeah, he had a heck of a game, Mills.
Yeah, he's you know what? He's really turned some things around in the last. He's playing so much more comfortably and making good reads, making unselfish plays. And you know, the speed of the game is a different level than the true freshman is used to, maybe. But he's doing a great job.
Where did you find these players, like from Brooklyn, New York, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Mitchell, Colorado, Tulsa, Arizona, and where is Murrieta, California?
Murrieta's in Southern California. I believe it's in the Inland Empire. But it's so Prolific Preps plays their games in here, and so they bring in a lot of people to come and play against them. And so we see them. They're in our gym. Technically, that's a situation where we can recruit them. And so we got a couple of them from, not necessarily from Prolific like Sasha, but from some of their opponents. Because, you know, very few JC basketball players coming through Prolific. They're bringing in some high-level guys and some international guys, which is too expensive for them to stay at a community college. They need to find a scholarship somewhere. So what we can do is recruit the guys that are coming in to play against them. So it's a great opportunity for us. And Coach Doherty and Billy and McKnight and Jeremy Rosati are really helping us out with that.
The free throw line was good to you tonight, 23 of 27. You basically won the game there.
Yeah, you know what? We were looking at it, and they got a technical late, and I grabbed my stat sheet from you because I said, who is our best free throw shooter? Because I don't think we have a poor one. And I looked on there, and we had the five guys on the floor. The worst one was 72%. Oh, and there was one at 90%, one at 88%. I mean, it was there. We spend a lot of time shooting free throws at the end of drills, and we do a situation where we try and put them in a one-on-one situation where they have to run if they miss the front end. So it kind of puts them in that situation. So then when they come game time, they're a little more mentally prepared for that.
Well, you're leading the league.
We're number one, right? I think we're tied with Solano and either Mendocino or Contra Costa, depending on who won the game tonight. So.
Yuba City going to be as good as usual?
Yeah, they're very good. They're ranked up there. Contra Costa's very good. Very good. Los Medanos. I mean, we have one of the better conferences in the state in Northern California right now. I think that we have four or five teams over 500 out coming out of preseason play.
Okay. Well, thank you for your cooperation, and we'll look forward to being back here with more of Storm basketball.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ira.
All right. Steve Ball, the coach for Napa Valley College. And let's just take a quick look at some of the shooting tonight.
Well, as we said, Napa lived from the free throw line, 23 of 27. They cooled off quite a bit from the field in the second half and ended up 20 of 45, which is below 50%. Merritt, on the other hand, was shooting right about at 50%. So the game kind of turned around in the second half Merritt's way, but unfortunately for them, they got into foul trouble, and Napa, as we know, was on fire from the free throw line, 23 of 27. Merritt only made 12, so we had an 8-point difference. Napa shot 11 more free throws. There's your final margin.
Here are the leading scorers. First of all, for Merritt College, Tommy Fosca had 17 points. 12 of those came in the second half. Kareem Alali had 11 points, and also in double figures was Isaiah Davis, who had 10 points in the contest. Well, Napa Valley College was led in scoring by Armani Mills with 20 points in the game. He had a couple three-point baskets in there, and at the free throw line, he hit on six out of seven from the foul line for his 20 points. 15 points for Adolfo Fico Adolfo, and he was good at the free throw line toward the end there. He made five out of six from the free throw line. Akeem Deer had 12 points. At one stage, he made five in a row at the foul line, finished up with six out of eight for his 12 points. Also with 12 points, Sasha French. He had two early field goals, did not get another field goal, but made eight straight free throws for 12 points in the game. And Tom Salzman had those three early three-point baskets, and that's what he wound up with, the 9 points on those three-pointers. James Ed chipped in with 4 points. Joe Fons had a three-point basket for 3 points. And basically that was the extent of the scoring for Napa Valley College as they go to 5-7 overall, but they are 1-0 in the BVC. Merritt College drops to 3-7 and 0-1 in league play. Napa led 46-28 at halftime, but saw that diminish down to a 6-point advantage on their dropping. They were ahead as much as 20 points at one stage in the game.
And the Storm, of course, are now 1-0 at home.
Yep.
They win their first home game.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, I'd like to thank you for joining us in the broadcast tonight. Hope that your holidays are great and that you enjoy your family back in the Kansas City area.
And the same to you and all the listeners. And it was a real pleasure to sit alongside you, and I hope to do it again.
And we'll look forward to seeing your byline on Sports Reports in the Napa Valley Register.
Me too, Ira.
Thank you. Charles Kennedy has been our engineer, and it's all been sent your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Booster. Stay tuned. Golden State Warriors basketball is next up here on KVON. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you the final in this one, Napa Valley College Storm 79 and the Merritt College Thunderbird 71.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.